This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A last-minute bill passed by the Republican-majority 2023 Montana legislature may have been enough to restart construction on a natural gas-fired power plant in Laurel, as a district court judge ruled that the state law had changed enough to reverse a stay on the plant's construction. Now the case has gone to the Montana Supreme Court. Previously, Yellowstone County District Court Judge Michael Moses had ruled that construction of a power generation station operated by Northwestern Energy could not proceed because the Montana Department of Environmental Quality had failed to consider the environmental impacts posed by the plant. The natural gas plant has the potential to produce the equivalent emissions of more than 167,000 vehicles running nonstop. But soon after Judge Moses' ruling, two things happened: a case at the Montana Supreme Court and a last-minute law enacted by the 2023 legislature, both dramatically changing the legal landscape. That caused Judge Moses to vacate his previous order that stopped work at the plant, so construction has resumed on the new natural gas plant situated near the Yellowstone River in Laurel. The separate, unrelated court case filed in Flathead County but ultimately decided by the Montana Supreme Court ruled that the remedies in the Montana Environmental Protection Act do not allow district courts to halt projects in this manner. And after Judge Moses' ruling on the effects of tons and tons of greenhouse gas emissions, the Montana legislature broke its own rules and quickly passed House Bill 971, which prohibited Montana DEQ from considering greenhouse gas emissions when issuing air quality permits. Now the legal appeal from Northwestern Energy and the new order from Judge Moses question whether the new law is constitutional, given the Constitution's provision giving residents the right to a clean and healthful environment. In his order vacating his previous decision to stop construction on the plant, Judge Moses wrote, "Although only 2 months have passed since this court issued its order vacating the air quality permit for the Laurel gas station, much changed in the legal landscape. Whether Northwestern and the DEQ will have to analyze the impact of carbon dioxide emissions within the boundaries of Montana will depend upon the changing legal landscape." Emergency fishing restrictions will go into effect on three southwest Montana rivers. The Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission voted to implement the restrictions on the Beaverhead River, Big Hole River, and Ruby River as Montana FWP records declining trout populations connected to unsuitable environmental conditions. The emergency fishing restrictions generally address closures for spawning season, requiring catch and release for some fish, and implementing gear restriction changes for fish hooks. Spring fish counts indicate that trout populations have dropped below a level that triggers additional restrictions. Eileen Rice, FWP Fisheries Division Administrator, said, "Data suggests that these declines in trout populations are significantly related primarily to low water flows and high water temperatures. As the flow goes down, the populations go down." On the Ruby River, it'll be catch and release only for rainbow trout downstream from Ruby Dam and for brown trout from Ruby Dam to Alder Bridge. From Alder Bridge to the river mouth, anglers may take one brown trout daily that's less than 18 inches long. On the Big Hole River, fishing from the Dickey Bridge to the river mouth is catch and release with only artificial lures allowed. On the Beaverhead River, there's a 5-fish harvest limit for brown trout between High Bridge Fishing Access Site and Barrett's Diversion. On the rest of the Beaverhead, it's catch and release only for brown trout. Beaverhead restrictions also require only artificial lures and single-pointed hooks. Public commenters at the Fish and Wildlife Commission, including Montana Trout Unlimited, Fishing Outfitters Association of Montana, and the Montana Wildlife Federation, expressed support for the restrictions and urged their passing. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.